Praise be Jesus and Mary. In yesterday's gospel, we heard about how our Lord gave authority to his disciples, sending them out to be apostles. And in today's gospel, we see how our Lord instructs them on how they are to carry out their mission. We see here how he says, "Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick." He fundamentally urges his followers to a life of detachment from material goods, not to put too much trust in human resources, but rather cling to God, trusting in divine providence, because without him, we can do nothing. And he will make this even more clear, you know, a little later on, as we read in St. John's Gospel, where he says, "As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Without him, we can do nothing. Supernatural ends require supernatural means. To be fishers of men is to be in the business of saving eternal souls. And Pope Francis, in his apostolic exhortation, reminds us strongly of this in Evangelii Gaudium, where he states that the principle of the primacy of grace must be a beacon which constantly illuminates our reflections on evangelization. The principle of the primacy of grace. The apostolate is the overflow of interior life. So in being sent to preach and witness to the gospel, evangelizing, working for the conversion and sanctification of souls, what does divine grace have to do with any of these? Everything. Everything. Today we celebrate this Mass for the forgiveness of sins. Today also marks July 13th, the apparition of Our Lady at Fatima, July 13, 1917, where Our Lady shows the vision of hell to the three children of Fatima and told us how God, to save these souls from going to hell, wanted to establish devotion to her Immaculate Heart. To reach supernatural ends, we have to employ supernatural means. At Fatima, she gives us a supernatural strategy: prayer and penance. Penance to expiate for sins, our own and those of others. Prayer to win graces, the grace of conversion and sanctification for ourselves and for others. As you can see, it's a strategy founded on the principle of the primacy of grace. Supernatural ends require supernatural means. And without him, we can do nothing. So we have to remember that as we go forth, without him, we can do nothing. But it is he who sends us. And with the Blessed Virgin Mary, mediatrix of all graces, we can be sure to be fruitful, because at that point, it is no longer we who work for our own glory, but as St. Paul says, it is the love of Christ that compels us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.